I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate you. I am Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. You know, I love this radio show. Every week I get to talk to people just like you who've accomplished some amazing things and who come in and share their success stories and inspire us by what they've done, and get to introduce you to a lot of our business members who provide the resources that you need in order to be successful in your goals, whatever that may be. So I am so excited to have our guest in the studio with me today, Mr. John Abraham. Hey, John.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here with me today. I'm
glad to be here.
Yes. And so, John, as a part of I've Decided, we're so thankful for your support with Caliber Home Loans, and that you're a part of what we're doing. And you're going to be actually speaking at our half-day conference happening on Saturday, April 7th, that is, out at Weaver Ridge. So we're excited about that.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I have a presentation called 10 Ways to Build Momentum and Keep Your Business Growing. And it really applies to pretty much any area in your life, but kind of geared a little bit more towards people who want to be successful in whatever endeavor that they're encountering in their life.
And we're talking about the winning advantage today. And that is so important, that people, when it comes to being successful, that they give themselves that winning advantage. And John, I couldn't think of anyone better to do this show with me than you, because you're going to be talking about that a little bit in your presentation, that winning advantage. But you kind of did that just in your story of success. And I loved it when you shared your story with me about when you graduated and started becoming a bodybuilder right after high school, I think it was. And I wanted to have you share that story today with the listeners, and how you got to where you are right now as one of the top 200 mortgage brokers in the world, which are in the country, our country, I guess that is. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat story, because I was able to use a lot of things that I learned from bodybuilding and fitness and to parlay that into what eventually became a really successful mortgage career. But it all really started based on a basis of learning what it took to be disciplined and learning to be passionate and learn about self-development and self-growth and a lot of the qualities that I didn't grow up with, that I really pretty much had to learn on my own if I wanted to be successful, not only in bodybuilding, but eventually then to build it into the mortgage career that I built.
Yeah. Now, you said when you graduated school, it's hard to believe now, because if you've ever seen John in person, you know he's very fit. He's got a lot of muscles. So you said, though, when you were in high school, you were a really small dude. And that's kind of what motivated you. You met someone who inspired you to start lifting weights.
Yeah, I was painfully short and thin in high school. As a freshman, I was 4'11" and weighed 95 pounds, and wow, Somehow got thrown onto the wrestling team, which I didn't want to do. I think they needed somebody that in that particular weight class. Didn't like it. That really wasn't my thing. Hated being short, and not to mention skinny going along with being short. And as a guy, that's kind of tough. You know, we're judged so much about how tall we are, how strong we are, how big we are. And so it always kind of weighed down on me that I did not like the fact that I was a little bit on the smaller side. I fortunately grew, I think, in my sophomore year of high school to 5'7", which is the same height that I'm today, but still didn't have any muscle, was still pretty wiry and thin. And along with that, just lacked a lot of self-confidence. You know, I tried out for sports and didn't make the team, which was, as a high school guy, that's pretty devastating. You know, a lot of our self-worth is based on our performance. And when you get cut from a football team or a basketball team, it can weigh pretty heavily on you. So I took a little bit of that pain with me as I got through high school, but always had a burning passion and desire that someday I'm going to turn it around and things will be different for me.
And so you met someone who motivated you to start. How did you actually get introduced to lifting weights?
Well, actually, the story is kind of funny. It's in the mid-80s. A friend and I were at a drive-in movie theater mm-hmm. and had dates. Took a couple of women on a date back when drive-ins were popular. And
I remember those days, yeah. John. I'm an 80s girl.
And apparently back in the 80s, if my heritage is mostly Lebanese, and so looking somewhat Middle Eastern, even though American, in the mid-80s when there's embassy bombings and hostages being taken is not probably a good thing when you happen to encounter some people who have had too many beers to drink at a drive-in movie theater. And so a friend and I got approached, kind of accused of being from another country, which was not true. We love our country. And a fight ensued, of which we took the beating end of it. And I got up the next morning and not only humiliated getting beat up in front of a date, but also decided that it was time for me to do something about being on the skinny side. And I went and joined a gym the very next day. My friend and I both joined together. He didn't stick with it, and I did. And that's when things really began to, my whole life began to change.
It changed everything for you, right? Because it started really changing how you saw yourself and the abilities of what you could do.
Yeah, you know, it's sad when you think about it, and I encounter this a lot with people in the fitness industry today, that people look in the mirror and they don't like their bodies. Mm. And boy, you know, God gave us these wonderful machines to keep well-tuned, and it's a sad thing to think how many people, men and women, are not happy with the way that they look. And yet so much of it's based on their physical appearance. But for me, it was more about obtaining some self-confidence. So I went to a gym. The manager at the time told me that I needed to eat 10 meatloaf sandwiches a day in order to gain weight.
They probably wouldn't tell you that today but back then it was like, you need to eat, boy.
Yeah. And so I tried to eat 10 meatloaf sandwiches a day, and all I ended up with was a little belly and not much muscle. Apparently that wasn't the right way to gain muscle and size. But fortunately, I began to meet people at the gym who did know what they were doing and talking about. And all of a sudden, within 6 months to a year, my body began to change. And at that point, my whole world began to change.
Yeah. But, you know, so many people get involved in fitness or do something like that, John. But the thing that I love about your story is, we won't tell your age or anything or try to convince you to tell us how old you are, but that was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
That was a while ago. We'll just say that, right?
We'll say that. Yes.
And you're still in it.
Still involved.
You're still
absolutely
fit.
Go to the gym every day.
This is still a part of your life.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
How many years have you been lifting weights and involved in bodybuilding?
A good 30 years. Been a good part of my life involved with it. Couldn't imagine not doing it now. When I got to the gym back then, I began to develop really quick. So I must have had some good genetics along the line. And people began to come up to me and say, wow, I cannot believe your biceps or your chest or how big you're getting. And have you ever thought about competing? And of course, I never had thought about competing. That was never on my radar. But with some encouragement and from some of the people at the gym, I decided to start getting in competitions. And then I got hooked. And I experienced some success doing that. It went really well. For the first time in my life, I won a trophy when I was well into my 20s. And you wouldn't think that's a big deal, but to think, gosh, you know, all through high school, I never got a trophy. And so I got in a bodybuilding show and was awarded first place and walked away with a trophy, and which meant the world to me. For somehow that was, I made it. I had proven myself.
Well, you did something. You accomplished it. And I don't think people realize what a sport bodybuilding is and the discipline that has to go into that. And, you know, I work in the fitness industry, and I've lost a lot of weight in my life and struggled with weight most of my life. And when I see someone like you or anyone like you who is a bodybuilder, and I know the work that goes into that and the discipline, you can't not respect it, because it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of discipline, and you got to be so consistent.
You do. And, you know, I wanted to mention to the audience that I chose to take the drug-free path. There, back then, steroids became pretty prevalent, and they were being used by quite a few people in the gyms and also in the competitions. For me, that never made sense. Why would I go to a sport that's to make myself healthy and look and feel better and then jeopardize it by doing steroids? So I am proud to say that I'm totally what we call a lifelong drug-free natural bodybuilder.
And we're going to talk about that, because you actually have a competition that's coming right up around the corner, which is really cool. And I'm excited about your speaker that you've got coming. I cannot wait to meet her. So I want to have you tell us about that. But really quickly, just to wrap that up on the way you got into bodybuilding, to me, this is why I thought you were perfect for this show, because that discipline that you practiced in bodybuilding and that consistency and that hard work, when you became a mortgage broker, to me, I feel like it all went hand in hand. I can see why you quickly climbed the ladder with all of that experience as a bodybuilder behind you. You gave yourself the winning advantage.
Absolutely. Every skill. I tell people today, and I go around the country and speak to other mortgage originators about how to grow and build their business. And the thing that I tell them is everything I learned in mortgage banking and building a successful business, I learned in bodybuilding. And that starts with discipline and goal setting and dedication and passion, visualization. You have to visualize yourself. Back then, we had to visualize ourselves winning a trophy and winning first place. Today, I teach my loan officers and myself to visualize themselves at the awards banquet for the company, being getting an award for being one of the top people in the company. It's all the same.
Yeah.
If you achieve it, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
And getting an award is very important. I love that story when you talk about your trophy. You deserved it. You worked so hard. And, you know, when you get recognized, we all love to have that recognition. And when you get recognized for the hard work that you put into something, that's a huge achievement. So, you know, if you were going to school this day and age, though, you get some type of recognition. You know, back then, you didn't get a trophy unless you won something. But now, you know, we give everybody a participation award. My True. Husband always says, everybody gets a participation award. It wasn't like that when he was in high school either. So that meant something. You had to work hard to get a trophy. You didn't just get one for participation back then.
Yeah, it actually, thinking back, it meant so much more to me than I could even imagine. I never really thought the pain of not having one all through my high school years or being awarded anything, and then to be able to achieve that at bodybuilding, and then eventually going on to win some of the highest level national competitions in the country. But it's that first trophy, I think, that will always stay with me. I finally
That's
did
awesome.
It.
That is such a great story. Hey, you guys, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And I am talking to one of our awesome business resources, John Abraham, who is a mortgage broker and runs Caliber Home Loans and Mortgage out here in Peoria. And he's just sharing with us his personal journey, his personal success story of how he gave himself a winning advantage through his bodybuilding career into his mortgage career. And now you've won plenty of awards, John, as a mortgage broker, right? You've won awards all over the place. In the top 200 mortgage brokers in our country, there has to be thousands and thousands of mortgage brokers.
There is. Probably what I'm most proud of is doing it here in Central Illinois, because the average sale price home here is much less when I'm competing against people on the coasts. You know, I think our average sale price home in Peoria is $140,000. So I have to do four or five times the number of loans that one of my peers may have to do who might live in a larger city. And so it's four or five times the work to achieve the ranking.
I was thinking they probably did it by percentage. They seriously let somebody in California who sells a house for $1 million
yes.
in the same pool.
It's all in the same pool. And well, so I'm competing against people that just have average sale price homes in the bigger markets that are quite a bit more. So that's probably the thing that I'm the most proud of, is that doing it here in Central Illinois and lending and helping people in the community achieve home ownership.
And that makes it all the better. I didn't even realize that. Wow, that's impressive. So I know you're very proud of that. And we are super proud that you're a part of I've Decided. And I think, you know, I hope that the listeners understand that all of our business members who are a part of I've Decided really care about you and them and everybody in the community and wanting to help people be successful and achieve their goals. And I know that's why you're a part of I've Decided, John. And you love what we're doing, and we're so grateful that you support us for that. So thank you. I want to just say thank you for that here. And you can find all of our resources if you're looking on our website at ivedecided.org. If you click on resources, you will see all of our business members that are a part of I've Decided that give back to our community and give back to you to help you be successful. And we want to give a little shout out to Junction City. They're one of our presenting sponsors, and we're really grateful for their support because of John at Caliber Loans and all of our business members, and especially Junction City, were able to put on conferences and local events for you to help you be successful in your goals. And we have our first half-day conference coming up on Saturday, April the 7th, which, John, you're going to be speaking at and teaching a power session. And so that is going to be exciting. If you haven't got registered, registration is open. You can do that while you're online as well. And I would love, love, love to see you there. So, John, we are talking about that winning advantage, how important it is for people to give themselves that winning advantage, put themselves in a position to win. And you did that through the discipline, through bodybuilding and learning from exercise. And now you're very successful in your career. But you also you've been doing this bodybuilding competition that you do every year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I for many years, and I still am an active judge in the National Gym Association, which is a drug-free bodybuilding and fitness organization. But since 2004, I began to promote a show right here in Central Illinois called the Heart of America Natural Classic, and it's a bodybuilding, fitness, figure, and bikini competition. Not the kind of bikini competition that you'll see on the beach in Daytona. It is more of a fit-type bikini, healthy look. And I've been promoting a show which has now become one of the largest drug-free shows in the Midwest. It was important to me to provide a venue so that athletes who weren't using performance-enhancing drugs had a place to compete on and play on a level playing field.
And you test them. They can't. It's not an honor system, right?
Everybody
test to make sure
is polygraphed and urine tested.
Polygraphed too.
Yeah. So
We
make sure that it's a drug-free show, that nobody's cheating and putting themselves at an advantage over somebody else who's what we call natural.
That is awesome. So it's a natural competition. And tell us about the speaker that you have coming. We're of course sponsoring one of the sponsors, I should say, for your event. And so we'll be out there, and I cannot wait to meet this lady. How did you get her?
So I'm certainly thrilled. I've decided, and Curves are one of the sponsors of the event, and it's really all done and paid for by people like Kim, who are willing to step up and help sponsor my event. But I was watching, I was at work one day, and one of the girls came running to me and said, come look at the Steve Harvey show. And there was a woman on there named Ernestine Shepherd, who happens to be the world's Guinness Book of World Record oldest female bodybuilder. And I stood in the lobby of my office and watched her, and it was the cutest thing ever. And not only is she in incredible shape, she has a wonderful story to tell. Never started working out until she was 71 years old. She didn't like the way she looked in a bikini, decided to join a gym and get into shape. She since went on to become the world's oldest female bodybuilder, gets up every morning at 3 a.m. and runs 10 miles. And then she does her devotions and then goes to the gym from 6 a.m. till 8 and then trains clients after that. And so I just decided what a neat thing that would be to bring someone like that to Central Illinois, for people of all ages to see that you're never too old to take good care of your body and get into shape and look and feel and have a healthier life. And so I literally just Googled her, got on the website, and talked to her manager and said, I'd love to bring her to Peoria. I think she'd be a huge hit. And we signed an agreement. She's coming. It's created quite a buzz around town.
You need to hook me up. I want to get her. I need to interview her.
Absolutely.
Seriously. Absolutely. We need to do some type of a live show, because I have to. That is so awesome. We need to put that out there. The ladies at Curves would love. I know some of them are going to come to meet her in person, but those that don't get to come, we'd love to hear her story a little bit. That's incredible. So she started working out when she was 71. And how old is she now?
I believe she'll be 82 when she'll be at my show.
That is incredible. And she's running 10 miles every morning at 3 a.m.
And does not look 82, nowhere near 82.
No,
incredible.
I've seen her in pictures and on TV. I looked that up. That's amazing. I cannot wait to meet her. So you got all kinds of awesome things. And, you know, so a couple of other, just tell me, John, what other things do you do or would you suggest to people to give themselves that winning advantage? Like, what advice, if you were talking to your son, what advice would you give a son that you would say, you know, here are things that you can do to give yourself a winning advantage?
You know, I always had the attitude that I would build my business by being known as somebody who's ethical. And I think it kind of starts there. The real estate agents and my clients in the community know that I'm somebody they can count on, that I'm going to tell the truth, that I'm going to not make a promise that I can't keep. And so what I would tell my kids and anybody in business is you've got to start out by building a reputation of being somebody who's ethical, respected and honest and caring and passionate. And those are the kind of things that are going to help you build a reputation of being somebody that people want to do business with. And I tell people, success breeds success. And if you surround yourself with successful people, you then become one. And so I think, and that's how I learned. I modeled myself after everybody in the mortgage business who was doing well. I went to their seminars. I listened to their talks. I read their books. I wanted to emulate their behavior so that I could, you know, put my own personality to it, but at the same time, use things from people who are already proven winners and use those sets, that skill set.
That is great advice. I love that. And that's what you got to do. If you want to, I've always heard, if you want to be successful in something, find someone who's already done it and see what they've done. Seek advice from them. I know you were showing me, you have something you wanted to read on the radio. You'd ask me if you could read on the radio, and I'm excited to hear you read it.
Okay.
And we would be honored. I know the listeners would be inspired by what you have there. So why don't you read that to us?
Sure. So a couple months back, I was asked to be the keynote speaker at a mortgage bankers conference in Iowa, in Des Moines, and I'm thrilled to have that opportunity. I've done quite a bit of this over the years, but I'm always looking for a way that I can open up my talk with something that's really going to get the audience's attention, but really make them feel good, that really touches their heart. And this time I was just searching. I was like, boy, I just don't have anything to really wow them with an opening of my talk. And then I happened to come across a book, and it talked about the story of resiliency. And I thought, you know, anyone who's successful in business is resilient. And the experiences that we've had in life that we've overcome and the obstacles that we've overcome through resiliency is what makes us the successful people that we are. Came across this little article, and I'll share it with you now. I read it to the audience in Iowa. Had so many people ask me for a copy of it. It's really been kind of neat. I've shared it on social media. I think it's that important, but it really is a true story. So I'll share it really quick with you.
That'd be great.
So sometimes people come into your life and you know right away that they were meant to be there to serve some sort of a purpose, teach you a lesson, or help you figure out who you are or who you want to become. You never know who these people may be, possibly your roommate, your neighbor, a coworker, a long-lost friend, a lover, or even a complete stranger. But when you lock eyes with them, you know at that very moment they will affect your life in some profound way. And sometimes things happen to you that may seem horrible, painful, and unfair at first. But in reflection, you find that without overcoming these obstacles, you would have never realized your potential and your strength and willpower or heart. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens by chance or by means of good luck. Illness, injury, love, lost moments of true greatness, and sheer stupidity all occur to test the limits of your soul. Without these small tests, whatever they may be, life would be like a smoothly paved straight flat road to nowhere. It would be safe and comfortable, but dull and utterly pointless. The people who you meet who affect your life and the success and downfalls that you experience help create who you are and who you will become. Even the bad experiences can be learned from. In fact, they're probably the most poignant and important ones. If someone loves you, love them back, unconditionally. Not only because they love you, because in a way, they're teaching you to love and how to open your heart and eyes to things. Make every day count. Appreciate every moment and take from those moments everything you possibly can, for you may never be able to experience them again. Talk to people that you've never talked to before and actually listen. Let yourself fall in love, break free, and set sights as a great individual and believe in yourself. For if you don't believe in yourself, it will be hard for others to believe in you. You can make of your life anything you wish because you're strong and resilient. Create your own life and then go out and live it with absolutely no regrets. And most importantly, if you love someone, tell him or her, for you never know what tomorrow may have in store.
Wow. I got chills when you're reading that. That is super powerful. Now, do you remember what book you got that out of?
I'll have to look. It's A Book of Resiliency is the name of the book.
So. Oh, A Book of Resiliency.
Yes.
And so that was just a passage there. That is amazing. And I can see why. I mean, just knowing who you are, John, and your integrity and your work ethic and just who you are as a person, I know why you were attracted to that what you just read to us, because that's awesome.
I've shared it with a lot of people who were really touched by it. And if you think about it, it is really so true.
It is true. Resilience. It, you know, you got to just bounce back, right?
Absolutely.
You get knocked down, you bounce back.
Absolutely.
And I think about it, you know, I think all of us have that story, and God just puts us, we are who we are for a reason, and the things that happen to us. You know, I sit here and I think, and hear your story, and I think about you, and I think, you know, if you hadn't been that little guy that got beat up, you know, that got turned around for your good. And,
right.
And look how many lives you've touched.
Right.
Because of that. It may have seemed terrible at the time. I'm sure it did to get beat up. Some big dude beat you up.
I think most of those experiences, though, yeah, that's what makes us who we are today.
Yeah.
And that's why
you love to run across that dude
now. Different story now.
Yeah, I don't think they'd approach you now, John.
Right.
That cracks me up. That's funny. Well, that is really, really awesome. And you are doing some really cool things. And I know you've taken care of me and my husband and our mortgage, and we are very happy with that. And I know you're good at what you do, and you love and very passionate about the people that you serve. And that's what's so awesome about you. And you've got a bunch of kids too, right? You got like, or is it four?
I have five kids,
you have
yes.
Five.
Right.
Okay. So just tell everybody a little bit about your personal life here. So you have five kids now, girls, boys?
Three girls, two boys.
Three girls and two boys.
Two still left at home. A nurse in Bloomington, Illinois, labor and delivery is my oldest daughter. And I have my second daughter's an actress in L.A.
That's right. She was on a TV show.
She was on This Is Us last year.
That's right. That's like one of those popular shows right now.
Yeah.
And that was a big moment for her.
I have one in college and then two that are still at home with me.
Yeah. So nice big family. That is so awesome. All right. So when is the show? How can someone get tickets to come out to see the bodybuilding show? And give us a little bit more of information about that, how someone may be able to get registered for that.
The show is actually at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College.
Okay.
May 5th, starts at 9 a.m. We break it into two segments. There's a preliminary in the morning, which is from about 9 to noon, and that's really when the intense judging and scoring is taking place. Then we break from about noon to 5, and in the evening is the glitz and glamour. That's the DJ, and we throw stuff out to the audience, and we have a big after party and the awards ceremony. And that draws quite a big crowd, usually in the evening, although people are welcome to come all day because kind of want to see both facets of what takes place during the day. Ernestine's going to be there all day. She'll have a booth both in the morning and the evening. If you go to the website, www.hoanaturalclassic.com, you can click on a link then to Illinois Central College ticket page and get tickets. We expect a sellout crowd, especially with Ernestine coming. Lots of people who never even have been to a bodybuilding show or know much about the sport have contacted me and want to come out at least to meet Ernestine.
Yeah, so, is she going to speak to the group at any time?
She's going to get up and speak to the audience in the evening.
Okay.
And then she'll be out front signing autographs, taking pictures, and just kind of a meet and greet pretty much throughout the day.
I know I'm going to be there. I cannot. I mean, this lady, Ernestine, 81 or 82 years old bodybuilder who didn't start when she was 71. Guys, you got to come out and meet this woman. She isn't going to be in Peoria. If you just come out to hear her speak, it would be worth it, I think, because just an opportunity to be, again, you're giving yourself a winning advantage. You are going to meet someone who has done something that so many people would say would probably be impossible, to start bodybuilding after 70 years old. And so, you know, that kind of inspiration, that's enough to inspire you to do all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
to meet somebody like that. And of course, if you are in the business of needing a mortgage or looking to buy a home or refinance, I want to really encourage you to give John a call. He will take great care of you. And John, what's a phone number or some way they can reach you if they want to just get a consultation or find out what's going on in the mortgage world?
My office is 309-216-6205. That's my direct line. And I absolutely love helping people get into new homes. I tell every customer, my job is to get you a new house. And if not, we might as well shut our doors. And we're committed at Caliber to helping everybody achieve home ownership and become a part of that community.
Awesome. John, thank you for everything that you do in our community. You are what we call a community-wide difference maker. You are making a difference for so many people through your own work and through the giving back that you do as well. And we appreciate you at I've Decided. And hey, if you hadn't got your tickets for the half-day conference yet happening on April 7th, you want to meet John and hear his power session. It's going to be awesome. Get registered for that. You can register at ivedecided.org. Tickets are only $59 for the first half day. If you want to come to the second half day, you can get two for $99. So it's a great deal. Get motivated, get inspired, and get connected to the right people who will move you toward success and help you in achieving your God-given purpose here in this world. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio today. It's been a pleasure. John, thank you for being my guest. It's been awesome. And sharing your story with everyone, really appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back with you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?